Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's the 0-2. And Reese swings, hits one high in the air, straightaway center field, turning is Allen, going back. He looks up at the wall, and it is gone! Dead central for Reese Hoskins. It's his fourth hit of the night. And it's a two-run, 10th-inning homer. And the Phillies lead it 4-2.
Good morning, everybody. It is, a couple minutes after 10 as we get the show here today. And there you hear it last night. The Phillies win it in extra innings, score 2 1/10. Beat the Pirates 4-2. They are now 53-47. They own, kind of, that last playoff spot. I'm Glenn Mack, now joined today and very excited to be joined today by my new Saturday partner, Philadelphia Inquirer columnist, local boy Mike Sielski. Mike, welcome to the station.
Glenn, I am so excited. All right,
that's a good start. You got to turn on the mic. There you go.
Where is it?
He got you. I'll tell you next break, but he got you. Mosh got you. You're on.
Cheltenham guys pulling pranks on me. Jeez. Thank you, Glenn. I'm excited to be here. I guess I'm getting hazed on my first day, and that's a good way to begin.
Yeah. Anyway, you moving forward, in case people did not hear the announcement earlier this week, every Sunday I will be with my old pal, my original WIP partner, my good friend Jody McDonald. I'm very excited about that. And every Saturday right here with Mike Sielski, which I find very exciting. Mike, and I said this the other day when I announced and you were with me on Angelo's show that you were joining us, I really appreciate that management of the station came to me when Ray retired and said, well, what do you want to do? And there really were the two things I wanted to do. I wanted to work with Jody again, and I wanted to present somebody who is new to the audience, who's a writer first. You're a columnist who does very compelling work, has strong opinions, and I think it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to this.
I am too, Glenn. As I said the other day, too, when we were on with Angelo, I am under no illusions that my size 9 feet are going to fit into Ray Didinger's Joel Embiid-sized shoes. But all I can do is try to approach and match the level of excellence that you guys established in this show. So I'll do my best.
I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, Ray is going to join us today at noon for a little guest appearance, kind of a special Scheib Sports moment that nobody is better than Ray to set up. All right, let's talk about yesterday night's game and what it means. We saw that we heard the home run by Hoskins, hit 4 in the game. Nice job by Bailey Falter, of all people, who's probably, I hope, is out of a job in a couple days. Goes 6 strong. Nice finish by Connor Brogdon, all these names. All right, so, Mike, they've won 3 in a row. They won 4 of the last 5. As I said, as of now, they're a little ahead of St. Louis for that final wild card spot. And here we are 2 days ahead of the trade deadline. What do you think?
I think Dave Dombrowski's history as a general manager suggests that he's absolutely going to make a move. I don't think anybody would dispute that the Phillies need to make a move. The primary question is, what move do you make? Do you try to improve the defense? Do you get a contact hitter? I know there was a lot of discussion on the station earlier this week about the move the Yankees made, you know, to add to their lineup and all of that.
Benintendi, who's a nice player, very nice player.
Yes, very nice player. But I think the consensus, and I think the way the Phillies are thinking based on everybody who's around the team and the way they're talking about it, is you got to help the back end of the rotation. You've got two top-of-the-line starters in Zach Wheeler and sometimes Aaron Nola. So who do you go get, and what are you willing to give up to get them? We were talking about this before the show. I'd be willing to give up one of their three main prospects that they have in the low minor leagues, three terrific young pitchers. The one I would not be willing to give up, or at least least willing to give up, would be Andrew Painter, who's dominating down at single A, and is 19 and looks like a budding star.
Okay.
But you've got to do something, because you are in the thick of it and your payroll is through the roof. And the expectation is, with this general manager, with the franchise at this position and state it's in right now, you've got to make a move.
Yeah, and I think what you said about the position the franchise in is important, because they have the 200, how much is the payroll this year? 200 something million dollar payroll.
Yep.
And the owner doesn't want that payroll to miss the playoffs. You're, you know, in for a dime, in for a dollar. So if you've gone this far, you can't sit still at the trade deadline. Let me just to whet people's appetite. On this day, in previous years, 2009, Phillies got Cliff Lee from Cleveland.
That was a fine day for Phillies fans.
Yes, it was. 2010, on this day, Phillies get Roy Oswalt from Houston.
That was a fine day. Less fine than Cliff Lee, but still fine.
All right. 2011, on this day, and gosh, I remember where I was. I was at Eagles practice doing a show with Rob Ellis, because it was the same day the Eagles got Nnamdi Asamoah, and the Phillies got
Hunter Pence.
Correct.
And good game. Let's eat.
Yeah. Well, it worked for a while.
It did. It did work for a while. He was a productive player here. He really was. It's in a way, I think it's in a way, it's kind of a shame, because the franchise started taking its downturn.
Yeah.
Not long after he arrived.
God, worst swing I ever saw. Worst fundamental swing I ever saw on a good major league player. And he was a good major league player. All right, we got rumors. First of all, last night, big trade in Major League Baseball. All star, right-hand pitcher Luis Castillo goes from the Reds to the Mariners. They got a bucket of prospects, including Seattle's top five. I'm not in a position to assess how good Seattle's prospects are. Luis Castillo, I infer from what you said, again, he's an all-star. You're thinking less than that. What do you give me, like a comp of like something that people would know? Because I have mine.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this before the show. You know, in 2006, when the Phillies were trying to make a run, Pat Gillick went out and got Jamie Moyer, who was probably a little bit above what I think the expectation ought to be.
Still pitching, I believe.
I think he is, at age 77.
Yeah.
But that's a little beyond, I think, what people ought to expect from the Phillies at this stage. You know, one name that's interesting, that's being batted around a little bit, my colleague at the Inquirer, Scott Lauber, mentioned this, Noah Syndergaard from the Angels is out there.
Oh, man. Once upon a time.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not have put him in that.
You know.
Man, he was with the Mets, so I didn't love him to succeed, but he was so fun to watch.
He was a lot of fun to watch.
Always hurt.
Yeah, Thor, right?
Yeah.
One of the great nicknames in baseball.
Flowing blonde hair and all that.
Yeah, but I think you got to go, that's kind of the tier you're looking at. And I know I think your name is a perfect kind of analogy for where we are.
Fat Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fat Joe Blanton.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing another one of those. And that is what they need. They have the one and the two starter. I guess we're living with Ranger Suarez.
I think you're going to have to.
Right? Okay. And so if you get four starters, you're okay in the playoffs. The name that came up a lot last night was John Heyman put out was Zach Plesac of Cleveland, who is going to cost you a lot.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, you look at his numbers and the track of his career, you say, why does a guy like that, who's a very solid, respectable pitcher, why is he going to cost a lot? But as you just said, you look at what the Mariners gave up to get Luis Castillo. I believe it was their number one overall prospect, their number three overall prospect, their number five overall prospect. That's the market right now. And if you're the Phillies, if you're Dave Dombrowski, are you really in a position to walk away from having to give up that much to get what you need in the
All right, so your bottom line is you would give up anybody but Painter.
Yes.
That's your untouchable.
Yes.
Okay. My bottom line is I would give up Painter. If I can get somebody who I can control for you know, a couple of years. I'm not going to do it for a one-year rental, but if I can get it for somebody who I think is going to be a top three pitcher in my rotation for the next 2 or 3 years, I'll do it because I'm not a prospect hoarder. I think that with prospects, when I look, I know it can backfire. I mean, I'll go way back and tell you Doyle Alexander for John Smoltz did not work out for the Detroit Tigers, okay? And there are certainly many examples of that, but there are more examples. If we go back and look at those trades the Phillies made, that Rubin made, and before him...
Pat Gillick.
Thank you. Gillick made. So many of those, it's like, oh my God, we can't give up like this Knapp guy. He's going to be great.
Does the name Kyle Drabek mean
right,
anything to
you? Right, Kyle Drabek. His father was great. He's going to be great. Well, he wasn't, and they get hurt and so on. And listen, Sixto Sanchez looked like he was going to be something special, and the poor kid, he's never can pitch.
Yeah.
I'm not hoarding prospects. I want to make the playoffs, even if they get knocked out in the first round. It's been more than a decade since this franchise made the playoffs. It's the second longest drought in baseball, the longest being... Seattle, who traded yesterday for
Luis Castillo.
I'm in, pal. I am in.
You know what? Honestly, Glenn, I might be scarred as somebody who has covered franchises in this town who either couldn't develop prospects over time or traded away ones who became excellent with other organizations. I'm thinking of the Phillies. I'm thinking of the Flyers. So that probably is informing some of my hesitation here to give up these prospects.
I'm in. I'm doing it, and I want to make the playoffs and everything else be damned. And Dombrowski, make a deal. Make a deal. What are we? It's Monday. Do we know what time, Mosh? Noon? Three? Something like that. Whatever. We're like 52 hours away from it. Let's get something done. 215-592-9494 if you want to check in. All right, let us switch to your Philadelphia Eagles. There is in this city a very strong sense of optimism about that. Sat down earlier this week, read my Philadelphia Inquirer, Mike Sielski column. You share that optimism. Give it to me in a nutshell.
I would not expect the Eagles to reach or win the Super Bowl this season. However, given the moves they made in the offseason, given the young core they already had, it would not completely shock me if they did. Boil down, that's where I come down on this.
I think I would say I give them a 60% chance to win the division. I give them a 50% chance to win a playoff game. I give them a percent chance to make the Super Bowl.
Not
which,
quite.
I don't know. And you know who said it so well yesterday was Kelsey.
Oh yeah.
When he and by the way, Channel 6 did put that dirty word on the air last night.
They did.
Yeah, I don't think they meant to.
Wow.
I don't mean to rat out Channel 6. I like Channel 6. I watch Channel 6, but they're doing it like Jason Kelsey had something to say. He said, "Every time people think we're going to be burp, we're good, and then every time people think we're going to be and they ran the word.
Wow.
We're bad.
Rated R local news."
Yeah, I don't think they meant to do that. Anyway, the thing with football, more than anything, it's a war of attrition, right?
Yes.
And guys get hurt, and it looks like a good season can be down. But I think they're going to be good. I think 11-6. I know the over-under is 9.5.
Yeah, that's
why is that?
That surprises me. I think the doubts and hesitations about Jalen Hurts play into that over-under being what it is. But I'm with you. I think 11-6 kind of should be the bar of expectation for this team, given that they went 9-8 last season, given that their schedule on paper looks to be as weak as it is. They made enough additions in the offseason and just naturally improved that they should be better.
You wrote the column you wrote earlier this week, and I know you approached it gently and gingerly. But everybody in this town who is an Eagles fan remembers 2004 as the year we all went to Lehigh.
Yes.
And it was a crazy scene. They signed Javon Curse, who at the time was the best young pass rusher in the NFL. Didn't quite pan out, but, you know, still was productive here. Was part of that team. And then the whole T.O. thing happens. And he comes in, and that's what they needed. We needed a wide receiver. They got the greatest wide receiver in the league. And it was insane, and it was a great year. And you, my friend, evoked 2004.
I did.
What the hell are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that the two big moves of the Eagles offseason were signing a pass-rushing defensive end-slash-linebacker in Hassan Reddick and making a major trade for a top-flight wide receiver in A.J. Brown. I think that 2004 team and this 2022 team are at different stages of their development. I mean, part of the reason that that 04 preseason and training camp, as you mentioned, was so wild. I mean, it was like the magical mystery tour or something.
The line of cars was so insane. Remember, there was one day Andy Reid couldn't get there.
25,000 people on Friday morning at Lehigh.
It was great, and we broadcast from there. It was phenomenal.
It was crazy, but that team had been building to that, and there had been so much disappointment and exhilaration over the previous 3 or 4 years, and now they get Curse, now they get Owens, and it's Super Bowl or bust. This situation obviously is different. I think that there are expectations, and as Kelsey pointed out yesterday, often when there are such expectations, the Eagles disappoint, and when there aren't any expectations, they go ahead and have a season that makes everybody happy. But this is a good football team. Howie Roseman had an excellent offseason in terms of improving what this team needed to improve. I think the two question marks, as everybody has said, and I'm not breaking any news here, are Jalen Hurts and Jonathan Gannon. And that's the wild card right there.
Now we will get into those. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Chuck in Worcester. You're on with Glenn and Mike. Boy, it's going to take me a while to say that. You're on with Mike Sielski and Glenn Macnow. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, Mike, I just wanted to call and say, I was a coach in baseball at Methacton for 20 years while you were a student at Upper Dublin. And I just want to mention something to you that with good stock you came from. Jeff Huddleston, Lou Lombardo, you were among some very, very good people, and I'm sure you know that.
Oh, I absolutely do, Chuck.
I mean, these guys are terrific. And something you probably also know, that during that period you were there, Lower Merion, Upper Dublin, and State College were the three top schools in the state for the college board scores. I'm sure you know that also.
I had an incredible education at Upper Dublin High School.
And you brought that curve up or down.
Well, I don't want to brag or anything, but...
Yeah, okay. But, Chuck, what do you got on Sirianni?
Well, let me say this to you. I was just talking to Motion. I'm not sure where we're at with him. And I would really like... Glenn, I've never really heard you speak what you really think of the guy, and I do want to hear what...
Okay.
What Mike thinks.
Okay, I'll go first, and then Mike. And Chuck, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Be well. I like everybody, I had serious doubts about Sirianni, whatever, 6-8 weeks into last season. He seemed overwhelmed by it all. But this team really came together. I give him a lot of credit for admitting what was wrong, which was, you know, trying to force that passing game. Remember that game against Dallas where they had four rushes the whole game and got destroyed? And I give him credit for being flexible and, as we learned later, kind of farming out the play calling to somebody else. I think his players really like him. I think he's a hard worker. I'm pretty sold on Sirianni. You mentioned Jonathan Gannon. I have a bigger question there. We'll talk about that more. But I'm gung-ho on Sirianni.
Yeah, I was skeptical after week two. I thought that loss to the 49ers, where they had the four shots at the goal line and couldn't score, and the primary reason they couldn't score was, to me, his play calling, gave me pause. But as you said, Glenn, they got better as the season went along. Part of that's a function of the schedule. Part of it is just they got better. And I feel pretty good with him there. I feel like he is, at minimum, a competent NFL coach. I don't think he's going to commit the kind of mistake that is going to cost his team game after game after game. I think he's growing. I think he's good and getting better. So I'm more optimistic about him. And I do like, I think he's a, what was the phrase that Jeffrey Lurie liked to use? Emotional intelligence. I think he has emotional intelligence, and I think
as
that's
in
important.
Don't look at Chip Kelly.
Who? What?
Right.
Why would you look at Chip Kelly? He didn't look at anybody else. No. He didn't look at you.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, it was weird.
Just for people who don't know, I'm going to just spend a minute here because I had that experience, right? I used to do, at that time, I did a weekly webcast show for the Eagles, mm-hmm. right? So I would be down there and I'd be down in that, you know, that NovaCare dining room and stuff and just minding my own business. But you would pass him in the hall. And normally, if you pass somebody in the hall, even if you don't know who they are, you just give them a nod. Yeah. You give them a hello, you know, one of these, how you doing? He would look through you like you were a pane of glass.
He just ghosted everybody. Including
people a lot closer than us.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, I think that was the primary reason that Jeffrey Lurie ended up firing him. It wasn't just that they were 6-9. It was that I'm going 6-9 with this guy mm-hmm. who acts like I'm not even here.
Yeah. They wouldn't talk to the owner. I guess we shouldn't get offended.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. He's Mike Sielski. I'm Glenn Mack. Now, threw a couple questions out here at the start. Love to hear your opinions on that. One is trade deadline. We found out Monday, 6 p.m. So we are, let me do the math, 48 plus 8, 56, 55 hours and 39 minutes away.
You didn't need a slide rule or graphing calculator for that or anything.
I can do that. Anyway, I'm willing... I'll trade anybody. I want to make the damn playoffs. Mike's a little bit more reserved. He wants to hold on to a top prospect or two. What do you think? And just kind of general optimism about the Eagles, your thoughts on Sirianni. And we're going to get into how much they are practicing or not. We're going to get into certainly discussing the quarterback, but keeping it kind of open for you and introducing Mike if you want to talk to him. If you have any questions for Mike, if you've been reading him in the Inquirer, certainly welcome you to check in. 215-592-9494. With Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!